Blog Talk Radio.
Good, wonderful evening. I'm not getting the promo that I normally get, so you'll have to listen to mine from the musical side, and I just hope you like it, because somebody's trying to tell you something. Well, with that being said, what I got to say probably won't mean as much, except the part that Miss Smith is one of the best friends that I ever had in my life. I mean, you know, as far as not shading what she's doing, you know, keeping it real, as they said now, keeping it 1,000. So when I heard that she was elected the National Secretary for NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists, an organization that most every journalist in America is proud of, the way it's been developed and maintained down through the years, and keeping it 1,000,000 is what I'm talking about. And she's been with that organization ever since I met her. And as diligently as she has worked for the NABJ, she has did the same thing as a friend here in Dallas, and well, probably the world, because you know good stock when you first meet it. Sometimes you try to refrain from your feelings and let everybody in the world know that she was one of the best friends that I had at all times, because she showed it. You know, it was very up my tail. She was, "Are you ready, Billy?" And so that's the way it is. And I am so appreciative that she is now in a position to where we can train more young journalists to be as for real or half as for real as Miss Cheryl Wonderful Smith. So I really, really want this going nationwide, and that's the reason I'm putting it on a very short period of time. Tonight I was not going to do a show, but when I reread this information, it just inspired me to let the world know that the NABJ is in great and safe hands. And I'm proud that it's Miss Cheryl Smith. She's given so much. I remember when she was bringing classes of students over to Lincoln High School and introducing them to some of the young entertainers and some of the old professional people, writers, entertainers, and the like, and some of everybody showed up. That's the type of person she was. Is. Because I know she's not going to leave Dallas. But with all of that being said, I only have accolades and other wonderful things to say, because I could go on for months. And I think the only thing you'll really realize is that everything I say, I've just about said to her, because she's been just that type of friend to me. And any of you all that know me, and a lot of you do, then you know I'm speaking from the heart, and I'm speaking factually, because she's one of the greatest people that I've had the association with in the world. And I don't mind saying it to anyone. With that being said, Moshe, they'll tell you so. When I rose this morning, or something close to it.
Ants or roach problem? Kill ants and roaches fast with Combat Max Quick Kill Foam.
Well, as you can tell, I'm not great at this, but have fun. you know, just like in all other families now, getting on another subject, so to speak, because I had a long conversation with one of my grandsons, I like to call him, but he's actually my grandnephew. But young businessman, young entrepreneur, been in business a while, and, you know, took that leap of faith a long while back. So, you know, he's in it to win it. And I was trying to coerce him into doing one of my old favorites, is get even more diverse and more risque, as some people would call it, and dive off into some other different businesses, you know, that you had ideas about. Somebody's already running. They might be having a few financial difficulties or something, might need a little help, you know, a little boost, because you're not really in business until after at least about 5 or 6 years. And then the struggle starts. So, you know, so I was telling him, you know, I would hope that he and I got a lot of great nephews and family members and stuff that's open to their own different type businesses and whatever. And, you know, if you network with them long enough, you'll, you know, find out a few problems that you might be able to help them with anyhow. So, you know, charity begins at home. So as we were talking, I was telling him about some other ideas I had about on the radio and marketing and advertising, because I'm not going back to work. You know, I like doing what I do, which is getting on air and talking and networking, and I'm doing a lot of things. So and I will be coming back home toward on the sunny side real soon. Got a few surprises in there for you. But at the same time, I'm not looking to work, you know, like when I was working for somebody, beating the bushes for people that needed to advertise and stuff like that. I'm going to go into a few places and tell people just how much I believe I can help them without, you know, having to spend a lot of cash or anything. And plus, redirecting some of the other things that they were doing that wasn't really feasible, wasn't really bringing any revenue in. See, because my middle name is Revenue Generator. So, you know, if I see where you need help over here, if you just did a little something else every now and then, then I'd look into it for you and see what we could do together. But like one of my clients, and I call them clients because, you know, the best thing I can do for them is tell them what they need to be doing. And so we're going to have some cook-offs and things going around. We're going to have, you know, just a whole lot of different activities. What we don't have in South Dallas enough is some meetings of the mind, not no town hall meetings. But, of course, I'd love for you all to attend to see what's really going on and stop trying to guess while you and your partner's drinking them port out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Shit. Be talking for a purpose, you know, trying to see what we can do together and get our neighborhood right, because there's a lot of misjustices in it and injustices in it and a lot of unnecessary condoning. But, you know, we got to fix that. We got to change that. You know, let's just get back to the basics, y'all. We got grandkids and great-grandkids out here that really need us. But they also really need the association of the parents and the grandparents down to the grandkids and great. That's the reason I like being around mine so much. I'm so proud of them. So, oh, Lord, there's so many of them. And I'm just so proud of them. It's a shame. But with that being said, this is the Salute Cheryl Smith Hour. And I'm going to be, she gave me all these kinds of ideas. I was a pool player when I met Cheryl Smith. So y'all hold 1 second. Let me find you something to play with.
Always pray and not faint. Everywhere were touch sinners, backsliders, drunks, alcoholics, drug addicts, pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, people that are living on the edge of night. As the world turns and they don't know which way to go, their children have become young and restless. Stretch out your hand, Lord. Touch, heal, deliver, save, like only you can do. Break every fetter. Break every yoke. Undo the heavy burden.
Never brought back a whole lot of other memories, but none like.
And the wolf huffed and puffed.
None like what I would say. It brings back memories of how hard I used to work, come up with ideas and do different things. So it enlightens me to. When Ann wanted the kids and or got a friend, didn't like that word. I got any one of the children would say, I'm thinking about going into business or doing something else or doing something different and ask my opinion about something. And so here of late I've been dodging, y'all know they said, dodging work is the hardest thing to do in the world. So I've been dodging conversations about work and everything. But, so it was, I write down a whole lot of different stuff that I consider that I anticipate getting back into in the future. Like I say, there's a lot of different things coming up and events, family events. It's time for some family reunions and things and the Bonton reunion. And I'm take a few ideas that I have on paper, with me. I try to keep them with me all the time because somebody headed in the same direction sometimes, like I said, might need that push. And so as me and my nephew, was talking today, I also mentioned to him that Mother's Day was coming up, and he might want to do something for his mother-in-law or something like that. And he said, well, yeah, like something like what, Uncle Bill? I said, well, you know, I was thinking more of giving your mother-in-law a picture of the kids each week, month, or something like that. But, you know, small cost, you know, less than $5, $10, you know, less than $5 or $10 a week or a month or whatever, and start developing pictures of the grandkids, you know. So if that means if you got 20, you'll be spending $100 a month, $5 a piece, you know. And but she would have different assorted pictures of all, each and every one of them. See what I'm getting at? What I'm getting at for her scrapbook that she can put up anytime she get ready, pull it out and go through it, knowing where each and every picture was that was designed specially for her, to her, and by her kids and by the grandkids and stuff like that. So it's just called Granny's Memories. In my case, it would have been Nanny's Memories. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Since my mother was the nanny to all of the kids, you know. But you know, it to her, to his mother-in-law, it would be his kids and grandkids, photographs and stuff to her as Granny's Memories. Y'all might not be getting it, but it's just another great idea that Ask Uncle Billy had, and it's going to go up, and it's going to get solid, it's going to get real, because, you know, it's always a leak in this old building that needs to be fixed. And you either get it paid for, or you get somebody to work on it. I know y'all heard that for it. So, again, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
And but that's the way I used to talk to them when they were youngsters. I'd say, well, you know, if you get up and getting ready to go outside, you didn't do it yourself. You didn't make it this far by yourself, you know. And I'd get them to try to understand that we all in this together. And so, and stuff like that. So it just kept me in good spirits because, you know, children are basically inquisitive. The curiosity gets there. So if you keep the proper type of material in front of a child, yeah, I learned a lot of this from Dr. Mamie McKnight. But I learned a lot of it before I met Dr. McKnight, too. Because if you keep a lot of different material and things around the house where a child can express their curiosity and also act upon it, then you are being an educator. Because, one, putting it there before the child is aware it's a trap. But also, you know, you putting it there so that you can express some of the ideas that you have about what they thinking about, what they, you know, it's a 50-50. I used to say that a lot when they was young, too. It's 50-50. It works for you and it works for me. Because if you get to ask me about Mary had a little lamb, I can't tell you too much about that. But if you get to asking me about treating people right and with dignity on all occasions, regardless of who you might think they are, because you're trying to judge a book by its cover does not work. You see what I'm talking about? You put something out there for the child to really talk about, to really give them a pattern of growth to where they won't have to think about or discuss the things that you don't want to talk about. Are you pissing me yet? Some people just don't understand that if you plan your work and work your plan, God works out the rest, because that's what he does, y'all. He's going to work it out. So with that being said, I'm going to give y'all another shot at this one.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little bit of Jesus can work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. While we trying to figure it out, tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him.
Come on, get out.
wasn't supposed to do that. So I ain't going to complain. That's what I just want to do. Well, I'm going to say good night. And that the road to the journey was strong, but congratulations to Miss Cheryl Smith, the best friend anyone could ever have. Bar none. Thank you so much.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some lonely nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say it one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over.
Excuse me, I know y'all have already gone, probably, but